311.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday so far. It's good to be back with you. I'm Crystal J. Paul. And of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service. Well, today we have a Lone Ranger, but she's a warrior woman. And she's quite fine. Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford. Welcome.
Thank you, and a pleasant good afternoon to you. Nice to have you back, and pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you there listening today.
Yes. All right, how has it been? How are things at the fire service?
At the fire service, we are trying to keep our head above water, you know, being a member of society, because each and every one of us comes from within the same society that we try to protect. Mm-hmm. We are not immune from what is going on around us, especially with the COVID environment and everything else. One or two of our stations would have had personnel who would have been affected, but thanks to mechanisms that have been put in place, there was not much disturbance in operations when it came to the guys being able then to pick up the slack and respond. We have the persons in the support units. Once persons were, say, if a shift had to go and get tested or they had to be out isolating, we were then able to pick up on the slack and to carry out the same duties and everything that those officers would have had to be doing. But for the most part, I will say that I think we've been doing a fantastic job in terms of following the protocols and ensuring that we keep ourselves safe. So even if there is an off chance that one person, we don't have cases where you have a station being closed down or a whole shift having to, you know, they're coming back positive or whatever the case is. So for the most part, kudos to my fellow workers. You're there observing the mask wearing, the sanitizing in the hands, the social distancing, you know, to each their own, even in terms of vaccination process and such, like, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay, that's wonderful, wonderful. So kudos, as always, to the Barbados Fire Service, doing a great job in whatever aspect. You know, it's interesting and it's comforting, consoling, knowing that the Barbados Fire Service is not only ensuring that everything is in place as it relates to what they have to do on the outside, but that everything is in place, even among colleagues on the inside as well. And it's like that family-like atmosphere that we always talk about. So kudos to you all.
It is a family affair, because if you're spending 10 hours and 14 hours a day with a set of people, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it has to be this brotherhood. You would recognize when you watch other pictures, and this is the only time I'm going to mention pictures where we can look at Hollywood in those places, that we can take something away, because yes, it is that brotherhood. It's like you, one person depending on the other. And at the end of the day, it is not like a case of some agencies or some other environments where there isn't that teamwork, you know, it's more individualistic. Within the Barbados Fire Service, we cannot afford to have that kind of mentality. It is, my life depends on you, yours depend on me, and that is the way it has to be. It has to be that brotherhood. Wow. Has to be that level of professional respect for each other.
Yes, yes, that's good. That's good. Good example too, so that's good. Well, there would have been some recent activity. You know, we heard of some fires recently, and sadly, one in which an elderly woman's body was found. And we send our condolences to the family and friends of that particular lady. We've been losing elderly on the whole, even to COVID, and then to also now lose an elderly woman to a fire. Mm-hmm. That is just, you know, it can really be discomforting. So we want to send our condolences, our deepest sympathies, our well wishes to the families and friends of, yes, that lady who would have lost her life in the fire, as well as those who would have been losing their lives recently to COVID as well.
Definitely. And also to the fire victims, those persons who have lost their homes, their investments and everything else at this point in time. I can't fathom it. It can't not be an easy situation. I mean, with everything that is going on, COVID has really thrown us into a tailspin. And I think persons are still trying to catch themselves, as long as what, since 2019, some persons still have not come to the reality, you know, what this is, what I'm facing, persons being out of jobs or on reduced work hours. and then for them to still be having, to be losing their possessions, to be losing their homes, it cannot be an easy task. And sometimes even where we are at, when we see them come in, person seems to think, well, you know what, y'all are immune to it at this point in time. Yeah, it's a house call. But when you actually see the faces of these individuals, it's like, you don't know what to say. You're at a loss for words in some cases when they have to report they need fire victim letters for this place or the next place. Chrissy J, I'm telling you, I don't think any of us have become so cold or so heartless that it does not impact on us at the end of the day. And I would at this point in time shout out to my colleague, leading fire officer acting Andrew Taylor, who deals with that section, been helping these persons, you know, to find some normalcy in helping them to get these letters out to whether it be financial institutions, welfare department, persons who've lost ID, passports, whatever it may be. I think he tries to make the process as easy as possible. He tries to work with these individuals in getting these letters off to these other departments in a timely manner so that, you know what, these people have at least this peace of mind. I don't think it can be easy knowing that you've just lost everything, but still yet you're receiving a letter stating from a company, I'm not gonna call any names, but a saying to you, you know what, you owe us for this or you owe us for that. At the end of the day, you don't have anything. Sometimes some people are not even sure how they're going to get a roof over their head again.
Yes.
I find sometimes other departments, they're not as easygoing on these persons. Sometimes we have some horror stories coming back to us. Oh, we went to this department and these people keep turning us around. They kept doing this. And all I'm begging persons for at this point in time is to recognize, you know what, all of us are going through difficult times. You don't know when your day will be. You're going to want somebody to reach out that extra hand to you, not to assist. We talk about empathy.
Yes.
Try putting yourself in these people's shoes and try to understand what they're going through. If you have to call, just take up the phone to call another organization to get information. Do that. Don't just be turning people around. I don't understand it. I don't think it is the nicest thing to do. I don't think it shows humanity. I don't think it shows brotherly love at that point in time. Remember, these persons are hurting. These persons are unsure at this point in time, you know, what, how they're going to proceed. And losing a home is not like losing a pair of shoes.
Yes.
You cannot imagine, and I would not like it, as much as we get on this show, we hate to hear a host for, because at the end of it, as we said, it is not only about the home, but persons lose, it is a big investment.
Yes.
Persons are fighting nowadays to own a piece of the rock. You have a piece of the rock and everything just goes up in flame. And again, I keep saying to persons, you know what, we go there in this environment. We see persons with all these security cameras, whether it be in businesses, whether it be around the home. A thief is going to take some. Yes. Unless he comes with three trucks, he got them lined up out there so he can't be back and forth. Somebody got to see that.
Right.
But a thief will take some at the end of the day. Remember, a fire carries whatever is in its path. It's not a respecter of man. It's not a respecter of anything.
Yes. Wow. You know, that's heart-wrenching, though, to hear the lack of empathy, you know, from some of these organizations in times like these. It's important to have made that plea. That's not something that I don't think we have ever really touched on before, or maybe we might have brushed on it a while back, but we just really want to make that appeal to these organizations. And you know, even when you think of the documents that you would lose, especially, you know, people might be putting it in Ziploc bags, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't want to get wet, but the fire will consume the zip consume that and more, you know, your passports, all kinds of papers, your birth certificates.
Your birth certificate, marriage certificate,
mm-hmm. everything. And it's not easy. You can't just snap your fingers and get it back, you know. So it's important, even as the Barbados Fire Service plays its role. I know that you will really try to assist persons in getting
their documentation.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. You know, we just want to make that appeal to other organizations to do the same. So I'm thinking that the process would be that they would get to you first and then have to go to the other organizations after having proven that. No.
The thing is, we make it so easy. That's what I'm saying about being there for people at the end of the day, the fire service. I think we go way beyond the call.
I think so too.
To make things easy on person. So once person has had the fire, normally the NCO or the person in command of the scene at the time, they would say to the person if there's anything, because you don't remember everything at that point in time when you had it, or what you would have lost, who you're going to need letters for, whatever. And they would take the basic information to get the ball rolling. If you remember there's anything else, obviously, then you're passed over to leading for Officer Taylor. And Mr. Taylor would sit down with you and he would go through. So do you need letters for your, say, your passport, your ID card, driver's license? Did you have anybody going to school? What school were they at? So they had books from the school. So you need to send a letter to the school to let them know the books were lost, uniforms were lost. It's not a case that we're giving you these letters and you don't have to go and take them to all of these institutions. Because at the end of the day, yes, we would advertise or advise persons, you know, what advocate for exercise. But this isn't the time for you exercising. So because, again, we're so in tune with technology, we're making technology work for us. So we will send those letters. We're going to send to the Water Authority. You're going to send to the Barbados Light and Power Company. We're going to send to Immigration. We send the letters on your behalf.
Wow. Wow. No, that's great. That's more than above and beyond, Officer Ford. Wow.
I don't think people know that. I don't think people recognize the things that we do on the back end. They just see the officers come. They will put the red stuff on the red stuff, as some people like to put it, the water on the fire. But then they don't see what's happening after that, the process that takes place after that in trying to get these persons back to a certain level of comfort or just offered a little peace of mind. I think sometimes if you can just out of a hope, or you can just give people just a little bit, I think they appreciate it at the end of the day.
Yes. Well, that's great. That is great. All right. So at least we know that that is something, as you said, peace of mind is mental health is important. And for the Barbados Fire Service to offer that peace of mind is a huge, you know, you say above and beyond. And for that individual, that would be even more than they could even show gratitude for. So thank you very much for doing that. Thank you so much. All right. So, yes, we want to encourage people to continue to stay safe, even as we are having these house fires. And we would have expressed our sympathies to those who would have experienced loss at this time. And we also want to remind people that we are in October and the hurricane season is still here, still with us. I cannot recall at this moment the last letter. I know there was Sam, then there was Teresa. And, you know, there are storms that pass us plenty, plenty, as the Trinidadians would say, plenty. We give thanks for that, right? We give thanks
very
for that.
So. Mm-hmm.
But we can't let down our guards. Hurricane Sam was like up to like a Cat 4, I think it was. And was nowhere near us. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Although
it brought, although it took all the moisture, we were hot for days. But oh my goodness, not
listen,
a piece of
you
breeze.
Could not tell the day from the night.
Oh,
I mean,
my
the
word.
Day was hot. The night was hot.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, it but felt like the fan was just blowing from a
fern. Air. Oh Lord,
why?
Said it again. But listen. Honestly, now that we're talking about it, I prefer that than the hurricane, you know? Come to think of it, I would prefer that.
True. Oh, my daughter would teach you how to keep cool every minute. I mean, for me, the electricity bill probably gone up some more, but this girl was, mommy, but I'm hot. You told me I need to get in. What? You need to get in your fluid. So she's eating ice every minute.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I'll tell you. And listen, not even the ice was staying, you know, it was melting like
you
nothing.
Understand. Man, look, I think all who invested in alternative energy were smiling.
Yes, that's true. That is so true. Oh, my word. So, yes, I preferred that. Come to think of it, you know, sweat is good for the glands, right?
Oh, my
goodness. Yes, but we're still in the hurricane season. We have a month and a couple of weeks officially, officially. But remember that there are
out of season.
Yes, still happening.
Definitely.
So we need to still be on our guard. I don't know. I think maybe all the corned beef and sardine and tuna tins would have been used up by now. But please replenish as you can.
Are you talking to me directly?
No.
I am telling you, the other morning, for some reason, I was feeling really peckish. Mm-hmm. No. And I was like, what am I going to use? What am I going to do? I was like, okay, so can't let the corned beef expire. You know, it had them in there. If it was... Girl, I'm telling you, there's nothing like a corned beef mashing. You got in your tomato inside of there, white pepper. Make sure you have in some. Listen, make sure you put in a little bit of atma. Some people can make the adjustment pepper sauce. Jeez, brothers.
Yes, a little bit.
Some people don't like it, but for me, a little bit of mayo and a little mustard, and you mash it.
Oh, my. That's a recipe there, man.
I know what kind of biscuits you're eating it with, but let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Now I have to remember to replenish.
Good. So all who have eaten out the corned beef and tried out the experiments, recipes, and all kinds of things, remember to replenish the stock. Because we're still in the hurricane season. And I don't know about you, but it seems as if these things just creep on us. And, you know, they just come out of nowhere and they're here. And it's been years where they would have gone through the alphabet, naming the hurricanes, and had to restart.
Start over again.
Right. So, yeah, so you never know what's going to happen. Even these days, there are hurricanes in areas where, was it Sam or Teresa? I think it was Sam that was heading towards Canada. And I could be wrong, but I've never remember hearing of that before.
Anything landing to Canada,
right?
You think that's the safe zone?
Exactly. So you never know what's going to happen, and so it's always important to have something stocked away as you can. I know times are hard, and sometimes it's even challenging to buy a tin of tuna or to buy a tin of corned beef, right? But when you can, just buy it, put it up. You never know what might happen. And you can have it for another time. Remember to also have your bottles with water so that if anything happens, you have that storage there. Some people have their water tanks, and that is great as well.
Yeah.
Yes, your medicine kits, your emergency kits. You just never know what will happen. Make sure your insurance is up to date.
Oh, yes. Right. And again, most people say it, but we can't afford. I understand that. And I keep saying to me, insurance is a necessary evil. And forgive me. I know we hate the premiums at the end of the day. Yes. And some people say, but I'm paying insurance and nothing ever happened. But as Vaughn would often say, it is better to have it and not need it.
Right.
And to need it and not have it. Yes. And as I said, insurance is one of those necessary evils.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I try to teach my daughter that as well. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. So make sure your insurance is up to date. You know what? Insurance is up to date, whether for hurricane, for fire. Whatever, you just never know.
Exactly, correct.
Just ensure that your house insurance is up to date and that your payments are up to date as well.
And not only the home insurance, also your life insurance. Sometimes definitely.
Absolutely.
Sometimes things happen and then you leave your loved ones behind, you know, to have to cover certain debts and such. Like if you are in a position to put your family out of that worry, out of that expense, then... As I said, if you can afford it, I'm not trying to talk above anybody's head. I'm not trying to say it. I know at the end of the day, each and every one of us has to make a judgment call. What we can afford from what we cannot afford.
Right.
And in some cases, yes, those are the things that would normally get cut. But I'm saying if you can afford it at the end of the day, some people like to say it, life insurance, it's not for the living, it's for the dead. And according to the kind of policy, I don't work in the insurance field, but according to the kind of policy you have, there's some that have cash value. If you want to use the cash value, go ahead and, you know, use some of the cash value, get something back from it. But at the end of the day, what I would say to you is that, yeah, definitely make sure that your insurance policies are up to date. It is not only fire. It is not only hurricane. As we can see now, we also have COVID. Not going to go deep into that and just going to scrape that there and leave that right there. We do not know what is going to happen. Chances are you can be walking down the road, just mind your business. Some driver not looking where they're going or not paying attention to the road, driving without due care and attention. And you become a casualty. You didn't plan for it. We don't plan for these things. But the thing is at the end of the day, life happens. These things happen. And if you are in a position, if go ahead. Look out for your family, because I mean, at the end of the day, back to the situation we're in, COVID reduced hours, persons not working. We know that some money streams have dried up. Kudos to those persons who have found other alternatives and other means to make, but we know it's not happening for everyone out there. That's why I would like persons, you know, at the end of the day, sit down and honestly make a decision or sit down and think realistically, you know what, if certain things had to happen, how do I leave my loved ones? So it's just a word to the wise. Again, we don't know when a fire is going to happen. We wish we did. If it would give us a call beforehand and you say, you know what, okay, you know, like you can see the hurricane coming, you can see the path it's going to take. That at least gives you some sort of a heads up. But with a fire, there's nothing. It doesn't give me a call on my phone and said, oh, guess I'm feeling troublesome today. I haven't had anybody recently. I'm going to hop in at Bush Hall. No, we don't get that call. So it's for each and every one of us to be diligent in our work, to be more conscious of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis when we're leaving home, ensuring that we've turned off the stove, we've plugged out all the plugs, I needed microwave, the radio, the fan, especially the fan. Some people are going, and I mean, people come up to you and see, you, I left home today and I left the fan plug in, you know, and they think it on. And I'm like, okay, so when you get back home, the room can be cool. What if there's no room? What if you want to see a big black open space? I mean, you got real air. But these are the things that at the end of the day, those are the positions that we are putting ourselves under. So as I said, most fires start because of careless human nature. And we would like, at the end of the day, you know, wants you to be a little more, well, no, a lot more careful in the decisions that you make.
Yes, that's correct. That's right. Well, speaking of being careful and taking care of home, our children are at home, online school. And we want to once again just remind parents and guardians to be mindful of how the children are, where they are, the devices and where they're plugged in, how they're plugged in. And just to remind the children to be safe. Be safe, you know. Sometimes we think the children don't understand, but they do, you know. Even the younger ones, they do understand safety precautions once we let them see what happens. I mean, we may not necessarily let them put their hand in a fire, as somebody did with her child. But, you know, we were...
Now, here we go. You made that sound so bad. Oh, my goodness. No,
but listen, that was not a bad lesson. That was not a bad lesson because she learned it.
Definitely. And it was in a, according to scientists, it was in a controlled environment.
That's right. I needed to add that. So it was in a controlled environment. Yeah, we just need to just make sure to keep an eye out on our children. And I know that there's some who have it a bit difficult because, of course, you know, you have to go to work and some may have to leave the children at home to do what they have to do. And we just want to continue to encourage parents and guardians to keep their eye out for their children in this regard. Ensure that they are not on websites that they're not supposed to be on. Check out what is popping up. Sometimes, you know, the pop-ups are good indications of what websites would have been visited before.
Oh, yes.
So we just want to encourage parents to keep an eye out, be sharp, be vigilant, because there are predators out there.
Very much so.
Overseas, you know, we don't know, all over the place that want to get your children, yes, mm-hmm. in some way. So but I just want to encourage her.
Again, because of the use of technology, you as the parent, if you have the family link, you can monitor what your child watches. You can give access to what websites you want them to go on and such. Like, and I think we don't take advantage of these things. They're available to us. That's just me.
That's true.
She has her laptop, yes. But at the end of the day, it's a family link group. So even in purchasing things, she can't go and make random purchases. Everything has to be approved by me still. Notices come to my phone. So she's at home. I'm at work. So I can still see what is going on. So we as parents, don't let the children outsmart you. We need to educate ourselves. We need to be just as tech savvy as they are.
That is true. That's a good point. Thank you for that. Because there are people who may not necessarily know that this is available. You know, and so it's important. So if you could just say that again, just a family link that people can,
a family share group. Basically, Google has it. So once you go in and you set up this group, it allows you to add how many children. She's just one, I think 3, 4, 5. I'm not sure if it has the number. But when you set it up, it asks you what permissions do you want to grant to this child? What is denied? What sites you would allow in? Things like that, age appropriate content. So you're not powerless in this fight. They have given you some power. Don't just take a device and just give it to the child and say, here, that's yours. Mm-hmm. No.
This is a part of life safety, right?
You need still to parent.
Yes. My goodness. See, the Barbados Fire Service is about fire and life safety.
Life safety.
And so you look after, it's very rounded. This is very good advice on the 311 radio show for free.
I should probably get my degree in psychology.
Oh, wow. Yes. So just be mindful of the children at home and teach them the fire prevention precautionary measures, let them understand not to
have those laptops on your bed.
Yes.
For one, not to be drinking around them. Then some sort of liquid gets in and it causes some sort of disturbance.
Yes.
We don't want to be using devices that have broken cords. You know, just to get it charged, you have to be there trying to angle it and pull it out of different
tape.
Oh, yes.
So we won't go there. But yes. That's all of that is very, very important. And we just want to reiterate that on this show. Well, Officer Ford, believe it or not, our time has expired for this show. And we want to say thank you very much for sharing with us today all about, you know, well, we send our empathies to those who would have recent fires.
Lost their lives in recent fires.
That's correct. Also to continue to encourage people to stock up in this hurricane season. We're not fully out of the woods just yet. And to have reinforced measures with the children being at home at this time. We have no clue when in-person school will resume and the children are missing it and so on. We just have to continue to encourage them and to make sure that everything is still in order. So thank you very much, Officer Ford, for being with us today. Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford on this 311 radio show.
Thank you very much again for having us here. Oh, I'm saying us, no, I'm not pregnant. For having me here.
Well, some kind of worms open or what? Well, thank you, Officer Ford.
Just so accustomed to having Jason or sober.
Right.
Beautiful day to each and every one of you. Continue to enjoy your Sunday.
Yes, thank you so much. And remember, if you missed any of today's edition or any of the past editions, you can always log on to VOB929.com and listen to the podcast. Or you can head to VOB's Facebook page and watch the recordings. I'm Krista J. Paul. Thank you very much, Officer Ford. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
God bless.
Protect your life and property. Resilience. crisis, you can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.